I came out of North Carolina, Shelby, North Carolina, a little bitty small town between Charlotte and Asheville. I played in a little all-black school, which was a single-A school, and we played six-man football. And I was a quarterback. And nobody can imagine me being a quarterback. But I was a quarterback in high school. And the first time I played 11-man football was my senior year. We won the state championship. That's where I grew up in Shelby and got started. You know, at that time, I was working for the textile mill. And what happened is that they sent their kids off to military school. And I used to talk to my dad about it. I said, "Dad, you think it's possible for me to go to one of them big schools like that?" And my dad always said, "Oh, yeah, it's not possible." But at that time, you know, I couldn't go to North Carolina. I couldn't go to the Duke because they wouldn't accept blacks. And the way I got to Minnesota is that I played in the All-Star game my senior year, and Lake Jim Taylor from North Carolina called Coach Warman at Minnesota and said, "I got a kid down here that can make your team," and never been on a plane before. I headed for Minnesota. I ended up playing freshman quarterback, and then they switched me into offensive tackle. I said, "Hey, Coach, I'll play anywhere," because I didn't want to go back home. I had this opportunity, and I wanted to take it, and I ended up playing tackle for him. I started for him playing tackle and didn't miss a game.
You got cleats on your shoes?
No.
What?
You're false stepping.
Jeez, you look like you got bedroom slippers on.
Coach Stram was a funny guy. He also gets away with words and stuff like that.
They're making that turn like they got ice skates on.
I enjoyed playing for Coach because he could see talent and he can move people around. He wasn't scared to come up with new stuff. And I liked that about him. A lot of the coaches didn't like him because the stuff that he was doing was kind of obsolete stuff. But if you look back over the years, everybody's running the same stuff that we was running back then. You know, the triple stack, three man down, 4-3, you know. We was running it back then. They couldn't block us, they couldn't stop us. I like to have fun. I love practice, I got to practice, I love fun. One day, Wayne Rudy gives me, I said, "Wayne, give me a whistle." Because Coach uses, he loves to blow his whistle. Beep! Blow the whistle, you run. Bleep, you stop. Beep. He always blowing that whistle. Got that whistle. So, you know, at the end of the practice, you know, he said, "We're going to run sprints." So this day, I got the whistle down in my pad, you know. So every time they put the hand down and the coach would be with his back turned, he'd turn around and get ready to blow his whistle, I would blow my whistle first. And and the players would take off, run by him. He'd look at his whistle like this, and he wouldn't do nothing. And then he'd turn around, they'd run down the other end. And I kept doing that. He said, "If I hear another whistle out here, that's going to be $200 fine." I said, "No, Coach, it ain't worth $200. I want to give it to him." He goes like, he wanted to say something. He wouldn't say nothing. He called me in his office and said, "I knew that you was doing that." He said, "Man, you can't do that out there." I said, "Oh, Coach, I won't do it no more." I played with some great football players, great people. I got friends all over the country, all over the world, you know. And I played with Kansas City Chiefs, man. We got guys out here that we played. I mean, we got to be friends. We fight together. We knock heads out on the field, you know. And that's what it was all about here. We became family. Lamar is a family man. Coach Stram was a family man. They treated the team as a family. If you want to go to war, you know, you give me the guys that I played with, and you go to war, I take them because you could depend on them. You know, you don't have to be looking over your shoulders because they're there for you. When I get on the field, I'm happy. I laugh. You know, if you see all my film, I'm out there having fun, laughing.
Watch it. You're on TV here again. Watch it. You're on TV again.
It's because I know the game. I know what they like to do. I don't have to think. I react. You might run a play at me five times. I might play it four or five different ways and make the play. That's because I don't want to create no habits out there. I play the game. We headed for the Super Bowl. Everybody said, "No, you don't have a chance. You do not have a chance against the Minnesota Vikings. Purple People Eater, they were just manhandling everybody." And Coach Stram just said, "This is our opportunity. We can beat these guys. We are not, 17 points underdog or something like that they gave us. Hey, no way." I said to him, "Man, no way. These guys put their pants on just like we do." And we went out there. Johnny Robinson said, "Hey, man, And he as Leonard said, can y'all score about 8-9 points? We're going to shut them down. They had nowhere to go. Coach Stram knew, said, hey, they're looking for the deep stuff. They didn't have a fast guy. We took the short stuff.
How about a 41 screen to the fullback?
They didn't want to give it to us. Boom, give it to Otis. Let him tiptoe through that. Frank Pitts, let's do the in around. Reverse. Let's do it.
Throw the ball to Pitts. He's so loose over there.
They weren't used to that team like that. And plus the fact, we was physically stronger than them. Every time Joe Capp went back, they had Aaron Brown, Jerry Mayne around his neck. And Bill Brown tried to run the ball off tackle, man. We were just closing the line down. They could not move. And they'd go three in, three out. I mean, we was just physically beating them. You have to understand, you know, the AFL was, we were survivors out there. We came in as a new league, you know, and they done told us we had the Mickey Mouse League. This was kind of like putting the icing on the cake. We came back-to-back wild card, and they did not have a chance. And that's the beginning of the change, you know, and that's when the guys said, whoa, these guys is here to stay.
This team is the greatest in the universe!
I loved the game. And I did it because I enjoyed doing it. I was a man that played the game the way he wanted to play the game, the best way he could. Every time I walked on that field, you got every bit of me. And the way I put a star on that is that when the guy across on the other side of the line say to himself, this guy was the toughest guy. If they don't say I was the best guy they played against, I didn't do my job.